Blog Talk Radio.
The world around, the world revolves.
I'm out the way. All bad decisions that I wanna make. I want your body in a million ways. Nobody ever makes me feel the same when I'm with you. Watching up nice and slow in the back. Ooh, I'm about to lose control. Cause my new, don't hold back, let it go. What did that do?
Thank you. Yeah, yeah. Whoa, hold on.
Hold your phone.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it.
Walk it like I talk it. Walk it. Walk it like I talk it.
Woo.
Walk it like I talk it.
You.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it.
Walk it like I talk it. Walk it. Walk it like I talk it.
Woo.
Walk it like I talk it.
Hey.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it.
Walk it like I talk it. Walk it. Walk it like I talk it.
Woo.
Walk it like I talk it.
Talk it.
Walk it like I talk it.
Hey.
Walk it like I talk it.
Woo.
Walk it like I talk it.
You. Yeah. Take my shoes and walk a mile, something that you can't do.
Woo.
Hey. Big talks of the town, big boy gang moves.
Gang moves.
I like to walk around with my chain loose.
Chain, chain.
She just bought a new ass, but got the same booze.
Same booze.
Whipping up dope for scientists.
Whip it up, cook it up, cook it up.
That's my sauce where you find it.
That's my sauce where you look it up, find it.
Adding up checks, no minus.
Adding up, add it up, add it up, add it up, yeah.
Get your respect in diamonds.
Ice, ice.
I bought a plane, Jane, roll it. These niggas bought they fame.
Woo.
I think my back got scoliosis, cause I swerved the lane. Heard you signed your life for that brand new chain.
I heard.
Think it came with stripes, but you ain't straight with the game.
Gang, gang.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk yeah. It.
Walk it like I talk it.
Talk it.
Walk it like I talk it.
Woo.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it. Walk it like I talk it.
Talk it.
Walk it like I talk it.
Let's go.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it.
Walk it like I talk it.
Woo.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it.
Walk it like I talk it.
Hey.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it.
Walk it like I talk it.
You.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it. Walk it like I talk it.
Hey. I gotta stay in my zone. Say that we been beefing, dawg, but you on your own. First night, she gon' let me fuck, cause we grown. I hit her, gave her back to the city, she home.
She at home now.
That was that, so I can't be beefing with no whack, nigga. Got no backbone. Heard you living in a mansion and all your raps, though. But your shit look like the trap on his Google Maps, though. We been brothers since Versace Bando, whoa. Name ringing like Amigo trap phone, whoa. Used to be with Vashti at Santos. That's on Tommy Campos. We live like Sopranos. And I
walk it like I talk it.
Walk it.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk yeah. It.
Walk it like I talk it.
Talk it.
Walk it like I talk it.
Woo.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it. Walk it like I talk it.
Talk it.
Walk it like I talk it.
Let's go.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it.
Walk it like I talk it.
Woo.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it. Walk it like I talk it.
Hey.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it.
Walk it like I talk it.
You.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it like I talk it.
All set.
Niggas rock it, watch it.
Watch
I want that, that, this, that menage.
Which one?
I bought a franchise to double up the profit.
Franchise.
We make a landslide, chopper get the profit.
Landslide.
Elliot got me rocking.
Pull
socket, chicken teriyaki.
Take off rocket,
keep them in pocket.
Water gon' lock it.
Quadruple the profit.
Profit.
I walk like I walk,
hey.
Talk like I talk.
Ooh.
What's in my vault? Load of cash and no sauce. I put a lab in my loft. She cook up and jet with the fault.
Yeah.
By the pair, I got carrots that choke.
By the pair,
I got carrots each load.
By the pair.
Private life, private just round the globe. Hit a bitch, hit a lick with the toe.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk yeah. It.
Walk it like I talk it.
Talk it.
Walk it like I talk it.
Woo.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it. Walk it like I talk it.
Talk it.
Walk it like I talk it.
Let's go.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it.
Walk it like I talk it.
Woo.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it. Walk it like I talk it.
Hey.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it.
Walk it like I talk it.
You.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it. Walk it like I talk it.
Watch a book, no Milwaukee,
honey.
Walk it like I talk it.
That's my bro, he know the lingo.
Lingo.
Ain't no fucking talking.
No.
This some you know, why don't we know?
We know.
Hold out on that coffin. Smoke the cookie. Get the coffin. Drop that fresh, I need a coffin.
Callin' something we do often.
See the pot and I stand on dolphins.
Said
the nine and go by me a faucet.
Walk
it like I talk a nigga done bought it. I paid a coat so I gotta call it.
Call
I'm in the shit so nigga just down me.
Fuckin'
the building, that's all the problem.
I get a rebound and tuck in my spouting.
Ball.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk yeah. It.
Walk it like I talk it.
Talk it.
Walk it like I talk it.
Woo.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it. Walk it like I talk it.
Talk it.
Walk it like I talk it.
Let's go.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it.
Walk it like I talk it.
Woo.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it. Walk it like I talk it.
Hey.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it.
Walk it like I talk it.
You.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it. Walk it like I talk it.
Evening. Good evening. Good evening. I'm your host, the Pearl Negra, and I'm joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Mrs. VIP. And this is Diva's Talk. Hey, Diva, how you doing tonight? Diva, can you hear me?
Diva, I am wonderful. Yes, I can hear you. I'm wonderful. How are you?
Oh, things are a little hectic right now. You know, folks want to kind of like disrupt my energy. But I'm good. I'm good. I'm so good
That's
right
exactly.
now. Honestly, I'm not going to allow them to do it. I just have to. I'm telling people no when I mean I can't do it. I'm not going to make up no excuses no more. And you know what? This is so befitting of the topic tonight. You know, what is the most important life lesson you learned so far? Mine is to say what I mean and mean what I say. I'm not going to make no excuses and start feeling sorry for people to disrupt my life. I have things going on. And I'm not going to just inconvenience myself because you wanted to play a game and not give me the full story. And then I'm supposed to just change up everything for you because of that, and I'm supposed to feel bad for you? No, it's not going to happen. It is not going to happen. So that is an important life lesson that I learned, how to say no and stand my ground. And that's pretty much it. But before we get into your life lesson, let me finish introducing the show. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And this is Divas Talk. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, by all means, press that 1 and join us. We love you, too. And before I go any further, I have to give a shout-out and a big thank you to someone who is a very, very good friend of mine, because he is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is also the CEO and creator of Raw Links. And I got my Raw Links on, Diva. You got yours on?
All the time, Diva. You know which one? I'm about to get some more, though, because... It's a must-have, I'm telling you.
Absolutely. I'm going to put him to work real soon. Just give me a little bit of time. I'm put him to work real soon. But ladies and gentlemen, this amazing person that we speak of goes by the name of Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Baby. Yeah. And you can acquire those amazing pieces of jewelry that we also speak of on Instagram, Raw Links, BRAW at Facebook.com, and I believe on Amazon. And if you can't grab none of them over there at any one of those places, please holler at either one of us here at Epiphany, and we will make sure you get to adorn your body with a piece of your choice, or you can just allow him to work his magic and design something for you. You will not be disappointed, I promise you. As a matter of fact, I guarantee you'll come back for more. So, Diva.
All right, now. Yeah.
Now, what is the best life lesson you've learned so far?
You know, I have two. So one I'll just keep for a little later. But the one is to never say never again. And, you know, you think you should be where you are at this age and should be settling down and retiring and everything's going, you know, even though it's going uphill, it's going downhill because you're chilling out. And, you know, you think, well, I guess it's not in the cards for me. So then you just, you know what I mean? I'll never have to go through that again anyway. Too many games, I'm okay. No. And then boom. So, you know what I'm saying. So now, this is the final time, Diva. The final time. All right?
I hear you.
He laughs at me sometimes because I said it. He goes, see, never say never again.
Hey, Mr. Reggie. I know that's right. I know that's right. Yeah. You know what? I get it. I went so long with putting people before me, but I was always left with the short end of the stick, and I was completely at a loss with what was necessary, what I needed for myself. that I got tired of being without like that. And I told myself, you know, this is not fair. I came to the realization it's just not fair. And I don't have to put myself to the side for other people because I know that I give all the time. I give love. I give attention. I give light to people. And people take advantage of that. Not everybody I've known, but for the most part of my life, people have taken advantage. Takers have no limits. I have learned that. Yes. And I found out who is actually using me and gaslighting me, trying to make me feel bad about taking care of myself, putting myself first, and who is genuine and brings pure love to me.
Yes.
And I appreciate them more, all the more for it. I feel better about myself now. Sometimes it bothers me to say no, but when I think about all that I've been through and everything that has been taken from me or things that I have missed out on that I didn't have to, you know, it comes out, it works out better for me when I stand up and say, you know what, no, I can't do it. And no, I'm not going to allow you to dictate my life to me because you decided you wanted a break on something. You wanted it easy. Okay? I am always there. It's very, very seldom that I say no. And I am always there. So for you to try and make me feel as though something is wrong with me telling you no this time, well, that's a you problem, not a my problem.
Right.
You know?
Amen. You never lie. I'm telling you. Because you know what? If you keep saying, you know, keep being available for other people and saying yes sometimes, you know, most of the time, there's a resentment that builds up. And then you're like, well, wait a minute. I need to live too. And then when you find that out, you'll find that it's not selfish at all. It's taking care of you. And if you can't take care of you, you can't take care of nothing else either. So that's a very, very good lesson.
Yes, absolutely. I ain't playing with you folks no more. I'm just it ain't gonna happen. Okay. I have been here on this planet, and blessed to be here over a half a century. Yeah. You know, a lot of us ain't making it that far. Okay.
All right.
And I've been on appreciating and being more grateful for every day that I am allowed to see from here on. Because, you know, us that's up here in the age, we got less time ahead of us than we do behind us. Okay.
Hey, that's
right. Okay. Well, I am going to it is what it is. If they don't like it, they got an issue, I got a box of tissues, but that's all about I'm going to give to you. So I really didn't have time to write today, but I do have something. This is actually I think they call them response pieces. I think this is response piece to something that someone wanted me to collaborate on with them. And
okay.
I'll give it to you guys. All right?
Diva,
this is cool.
Well, the spotlight's on you and the mic is yours.
Thank you. Okay, so this is called You're Forgiven. And this is in response to an apology piece from a very, very dope poet. There was a time that you were the emperor in my world. Nothing compared to your stature. My beautiful black man is what my eyes beheld, and that is how I always addressed you. And I treated you as such. So much so that the love I had for myself became non-existent. Because the mask and the act were superb in the beginning. A flawless presentation is what I'd fallen for. so good that even after the constant put downs and looks and words of disappointment in everything I do drove me to cover up and make an excuse. Meal straight from the oven, daily bath drawn with back rubs, head rubs, back scrubs, head rubs, and good loving with head rubs. Great convos in the safe space to lay your burdens down that I provided. But nothing was ever good enough and kept me feeling unaccomplished, the ugliest, slow, and undesired. Yet you still had bragging rights outside. Well, you know me. I've never held a grudge. Life is still worth living, and I have to love you from afar. But you're forgiven. And that's that piece.
Wow. Well, I know the poet you speak of, and I'm telling you, that collaboration was dynamite. But I love this piece. And what's good about this is that both of your pieces stand alone. They can, and it's wonderful. You know, when we give our all, especially in a relationship, a marriage, or just like a platonic, I mean, even a non-platonic relationship, we tend to lose ourselves sometimes. And when you finally free, you like get your, when you get you back and got your groove back, it's on a crack. And that's what I like about this life. I mean, I've got chances. You've got chances. Everybody has a chance to get it right tomorrow. So it's always a new day. That's what's up, Diva.
Thank you. And you know, if anybody really understands the true meaning of forgiveness, it is about releasing that anger, those emotions, that pain, that hurt that was put on you, that came about from whatever it is that they did to you. And forgiveness is not for them. It's for you. That's what it is. So they don't keep a hold on to you. And you can go on in a peaceful manner and just be like, you know what? It was what it was, and now it is what it is. Because so many people hold on to that hurt and that anger and pain as if it can't be let go of. They just keep on saying, you know, they did this to me, they did that to me, and that's why I feel like I feel, okay, now that you realize that, let it go. Forgive them and keep it moving. Because it doesn't do anything but cause damage. You know, not forgiving someone or something that happened, that'll make you sick. Literally, it will turn your insides into something dark. And then you'll find yourself in a position of having to contend with something that you didn't even think would come about. Like, where did this come from? From you holding on to that mess? Let it go.
That's right.
But enough about me running my mouth. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, all I was going to say was that everyone should know the body keeps count. And there's a book out like that, that everything that's happened to you, if you don't forgive, if you don't, you know, try to get over the hump, it's going to take it out on your body. So the body keeps count. So I'm ready, Diva.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let me move out the way. Let me step down off the stage and fix this spotlight. The mic is yours.
All right. I had to tweak this a little bit. It's called Clipped Wings. My wing was clipped a while ago. Couldn't move without pain. I was crying. I had to cry because the pain was so bad, it felt like I wanted to die. I'm still healing to this day. One day I tried to fly, and to my dismay, my other wing got clipped. My sound was silenced, but I was still here on this side of the dirt. I was mournful, yet grateful. While healing, I formed a cocoon to buffer myself from the world. I needed to speak, but I was so weak. I waited while I was refined. I had faith I'd come out like gold, but I was impatient. because I was tired of listening. I wanted to speak, but I was still weak. I was frustrated, and I had to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. And this was the best life lesson learned. One morning, I awakened, and I was heard. I was so elated. Now the pain is almost gone, and I'm about to fly. The Most High is still healing me, and I believed, even though I couldn't see. So now and forever, I'm blessed and highly favored by the best. And that's that piece.
That's what I'm talking about right there. That's what I am talking about. I love it. I love it. You know, it's almost like you would believe, you would think that we were collaborating to write a piece. We were taking words from each other's pieces and constructing this. That was beautiful. I love it. It's
Thank
all
you.
About realizing who you are and how you want to continue to live. You know, some people don't know which direction they want to go in. But, Diva, what I'm going to do, because we are a little over a half hour into the show, okay, give me a second. I'm going to pay some bills real quick, and we'll be right back.
All right.
All right, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. This, as you heard, is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And we are Diva's Talk. All right, Diva, you ready to open up this first mic? We got ourselves a sweet double 34 music, y'all. Yeah. Hey, C Double, welcome to Diva's Talk. How you doing tonight?
Hey,
I'm just wondering, why are you massaging my head once again with your voice? How are you? And how are you, Miss VIP?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am awesome. Oh man, both of your voices. I'm so blessed. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you don't know what I'm thinking.
Thank you. Diva, would you like to pose the question to C Double?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, C Double, what was the best life lesson you learned so far?
The best life lesson would be, don't let anybody dictate your fate.
Ooh.
And that means don't let them dictate your emotions. Don't let them move your vibe. Don't let them get you off your, don't let them get you off your stance.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if you understand what I mean by that, but that's what I got.
Right. I absolutely understand what you mean, and I agree 100% with you. Wow, that's an awesome, wow, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to assume that your peace may coincide with what you just said, but I don't. You know what? I'm not going to assume, because you know what they say when you make an assumption. So I'm not going to do it.
Well, I like looking at that body part, so, you know, hey. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. All right, then. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, C-Double. What did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight? Because you never disappoint.
Well, I wrote this piece about 9 days ago. And the piece is called Genesis.
All right. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you, ladies. In the beginning, it was perfect. I was working in paradise as a servant. I went to sleep and God made you. And all he used was one rib without needing to break a $100 bill. Woman, it was my fault that your body I worshipped. While I was at work, you got close to a serpent. I don't know if it was a fake preacher or one of your beauty salon girlfriends, but what we did caused a disturbance as we yearned to sin. I took the bite after you from that forbidden fruit that you possessed. We were naked and unashamed. Now we're embarrassed and placing blame. Worst part of this is I should have taken responsibility as a man. Instead of being bombastic, feeling shaggy, saying it wasn't me. Now God has ordered the code red on you by giving you birth pains. Now I have to rule over you, and the eternity that I had, I'm losing. Because we had to have the knowledge. Now we lost dominion over this rhythm nation, evicted out of this beautiful place into a land of confusion, throwing it all away. There's no misunderstanding. You know what the crazy part is? We ain't had sex yet. That's that piece.
Well,
yo! Go ahead,
well, look, I'm kind of reeling from that. All that happened, they ain't even touch each other. Well, dang. Wow.
Yeah.
Look, like my diva says, you never disappoint, and that was a dope piece. I was on, like, kind of like the edge of my seat, and all of a sudden it was like, but we never had sex. That's that piece. I'm like, what? It ended so abruptly. But I kind of wanted more on that. So, but that's all right. So, diva, what you got for our words, man?
I'm with you right there. I was not, you know what, sometimes, C-Double, I can kind of figure out how your piece is going to end. I mean, not exactly, but I'll be right there. And it didn't disappoint. But this time, I was not expecting that at all. That was classy. That was dope. It had, I don't know, it's like when you can touch someone without even touching them, you can tap into their mind first, feel a certain kind of way, and they continue to have a desire, a build up for you, and you haven't even touched them. Man, listen, that's the best. That is the best. But I really did not expect this ending. That one kind of threw me. But like,
yeah.
That was so.
I'm just thinking about the nakedness of her, how beautiful she was made, wonderfully made she was. And dang, I ain't even got some of that.
Wow. Wow. That's so decent. I love that. That was the, okay. I don't know if I can say this. Yeah, I'm going to say right now, that's my favorite by far. Until I hear
thank
something
you.
New you come up with. But for now, this one I'm going to hold on to.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Oh man, thank you so much for coming through. I am going to I'm going to escort you myself over to Temptation Station, and you can order yourself something that you like to drink and find yourself a table, sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic
to the both of you. I hope somebody's got some breast. Well, I mean milk on me. Okay, I'll be good.
Come on, C Double. Let's go on over.
All right. One love, one mic.
I guess I got a song for that. Let me see. I'm going to play this, and then we'll be right back, Diva.
See you shine in the night like the diamond you are. I'm good on the track, so right, just hold me in the dark. No one's gotta know what we do. Hit me up when you fall.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, to Diva's Talk. Diva, we got another caller up in here with their hands up. Let's open them up. This is actually one of the hosts on Epiphany Radio, and she's one half host of the DJ and Gina show. Got us over Gina Storm. Hey, Gina, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Happy Wednesday, Diva. I'm good.
Happy Wednesday. How are you?
I'm good, I'm good. I mean, it's like still super cold here, but I was born in the Midwest, so I'm used to cold.
I'm a winter baby too, but I'm about tired.
Right.
I have had myself. Okay. I have played in it, went to work in it, just been outside in it, and I had enough. I'd be glad. I hope this winter goes by super, super fast, okay? So fast that we're like, damn, it was just cold yesterday. Yeah. I'm trying to tell you. Well, Mr.
Diva's on you.
Ask you the question of the evening, which is, what was the best life lesson you learned so far?
Put me first.
Absolutely. There you go.
So I started putting me first and got good. I wasn't so exhausted from giving so much away and not receiving anything back. So putting me first was a necessity, but I didn't realize I needed it. Now that I have, I'm glad I did.
Absolutely. That's what I'm talking about. That is what I'm talking about. Yes, I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at you. All right. So, what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight? Because you are another one who never disappoints.
I didn't have anything in mind. I didn't know what y'all were going to be talking about. I didn't know if there was a topic or a theme or a question. I think you answered it. I guess I can, I mean, you ask the question and I answer it. I can give you a piece that will be reflective of my answer.
That's what's up. All right, well, I'll tell you what. Let me move out the way and get down off the stage, and I'm going to adjust the spotlight on you. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. I haven't done freestyle in a while. I'm going to tell you this one. Oh. Me. So much of my life, I put everyone first. There was always a list, and I was never at the top. Then one day, I had an epiphany. I woke up and I started to see that everything around me was moving fast-paced, and I was just sitting still, watching it go on around me. And sometimes I felt taken advantage of and used. And then I realized that the only thing I had to do was look out for me. Look me first. Not on myself, not the back burner, not fake for another day, not saying I got to everybody and there was nothing left for me, so maybe tomorrow will be a better day. Nah. For example, I woke up today organically. That means that the alarm clock, my telephone, or nothing around me disturbs my peace or my rest. I woke up. Smile on my face. First time in a long time. That made me remember that I was a necessity and a priority. Kept that smile. I have it now. And it's been with me all day. Nothing, nobody can take my happiness away from me because I have the keys to my own destiny and the happiness that I seek is inside of me. The more I put out, the more I get back. I'm seeing it. Reflect like looking in the mirror and seeing a reflection of the thing that I used to see when I looked in there was someone who was tired, weary, worn down, with a cup that was empty. Nobody was refilling back into me. So the love that I seek, I give myself every day, every second, every minute, every week, for the remainder of this year. And then I'll see that I finally got what I was searching for. It wasn't something on the outside, nothing that I could get from anyone else. the love that I need, I provide in peace.
Ooh, all right now. Now, you know what? This is one of your, you have such a talent to come off on the top of your head like this and freestyle. But I'm going to tell you something. You said something in your piece that reverberated with me, is that, you know, really stuck with me. I related to it about your smile. You got it back and no one can take it from you. And every time I hear you speak, you know, I actually see you smiling, especially if it's a great, you know, one of the happy topics. But, you know, I hear your happiness. And I'm glad you put you first, because that's, like I was telling the Pearl and Ezra, it's not selfish. It's what you must do. You don't take care of you, can't take care of anything else. So kudos to you. That's a dope piece. Diva?
Absolutely. Absolutely. My favorite part is when you said, I woke up. Y'all got to excuse me. I got my little man in here with me. Okay, he's just a little tired and irritated, but we're going to get through this. But, yes, when you wake up, oh, baby, the things that you have been kind of conscious about, but you push it to the back, when you come to the realization that it's better for you and it isn't a selfish thing, like my diva said, okay, the first law of nature, okay, is self-preservation. The first law of the universe is to take care of yourself, okay? This is so necessary, and not everybody will admit to it. A lot of people won't say it, but it needs to be heard, and you put it out there, and I'm so grateful that you did, and I love this piece, so thank you.
Thank y'all. Appreciate it. Like I said, I didn't know what I was going to go with, but you made it easy. So it may be a big deal to you because you don't freestyle, but to me it's perfect. It's like once I know the assignment, I understand it, and then I can execute from there. So that's what I did. And it was easy because, like I said, that's how this day has gone, how this year's been going. That's just where I'm at. And what you said, Mrs. VIP, it's so true. I used to do telemarketing, and they would always say in the Chinese movies, let your voice be your smile. And when you smile, when you speak, people hear your smile.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, you have that tone anyway in your voice that it sounds like you are smiling all the time anyway. It's a light feeling in your voice, that your vibration is it's gentle when you speak. I always told you sound more like a storyteller rather than a poet. Mm-hmm. And this is just the energy that you give off. This is what you exude. And it's a beautiful thing. It really is. It really is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Appreciate you too, sweetie. Now, before we let you skate up out of here, okay, could you please tell everyone what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe?
Absolutely. Not just Saturday, but next Saturday. So in 10 days from today, on the 27th, you can catch the Just Jane Gina Show here with Epiphany Universe. We were going to be on the 7th. We're going to be on Saturday night at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. You can catch us. We're the PJs, the poem jockeys. Send us an MP3. We've got yours. We'd love to get more in the rotation. It's VIP. We need something from you. Yeah, we're going to be spinning tracks and talking to poets and having an open mic as well. So that's what we're doing.
All right. I'll work on that assignment, Diva. Thank you.
Appreciate it. You're welcome. Send us an email at justjgina.show, one word, all lowercase, at Gmail.
Hey, thank you so much, Gina. I'm going said that you would walk you on over here to the Temptation Station and grab yourself something to drink. Sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love.
Absolutely, y'all. Mind. One love, one mind.
One love,
thank
one
you,
mind.
All right. Ooh. Diva, diva, diva.
You know what, diva?
Go ahead.
You know what? Before you spit your piece, you know, I really do miss that poet that gave us the name Temptation Station. I miss him. Mm-hmm. So if he's listening, I hope he comes back full-fledged.
Yeah,
and
you know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
You know
who he is. Exactly.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to throw another song up in here, and we can come back and do some more poetry. Is that all right with you, Diva?
That is all right with me.
All right.
Baby, I'm close. Baby, I'm close to me. Don't create borders, take me in comfortably. Don't be difficult, baby girl who hurt you. Don't be miserable, baby let me love you. Baby don't close,
baby come close to me. Don't create borders, take me in comfortably. Don't be difficult, baby girl who hurt you. Don't be miserable.
I'm tryna find my God easy. I pray to God we all be here. I just been on my Hollywood. I just been on a Nollywood. I got a place in Hollywood, farther than where we thought we would. Totally be a millionaire. I'm about to make my promise good. I'm getting closer to the dream, girl, I'm trying. Damn, don't it feel like a fire? Top of time in the sky. Champagne paint for the tire. Damn it, it ain't even Friday. Daddy got a Porsche on the highway. Top off hands in the sky. Pray don't nobody fight it.
Baby, come close to me. Don't create borders. Take me in comfortably. Don't be difficult. Baby, girl who hurt you. Don't be miserable.
Keep it.
Welcome back. All right, D, are you ready for this next piece of mine?
I am. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Soul Surgeon. I did a background check on him, and his qualifications met my requirements. During my research, I found that he'd healed himself, and that's what got him in the door. But what got him the key was he showed me that he was light enough in his spirit and on his feet to still dance with me should a storm of life hit us, and that he was grounded enough to receive my natural medicine should we find ourselves in a place of hurt and damaged, because I never want my touch to become his stranger, that it would be enough for his soul to always just feel, I love you, should either of us lose the ability to speak. That making love goes beyond our sheets, because our spirits will always recognize our energies and will always intertwine. That he never has to walk through a field of landmines to touch my heart, because he taught me how to turn my fear they used against me into my strength. I was completely naked for him, because when he undressed my soul, his kisses, he kissed it from head to toe, and just when I thought it couldn't get any better, he gifted me a set containing one mic with a pad and a pen, and told me to scribe my magic of how beautiful life is to be lived, and then bless him with those words through my voice. He's not only good medicine for my spirit, he's a soul surgeon, and I gave him the keys to my heart when I knew that I loved him, and that's that piece.
Oh, Diva, every single time I hear that piece, I'm telling you, I love it. You know, you said just when it couldn't get any better, he gave you a pad and a pen. I love that.
Thank you. Thank you.
And, you know, and, yeah, your piece speaks of energy, and that's a beautiful segue into my piece.
Okay. Well, let me move out the way. All right, let me fix this spotlight. Never you ready. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Your Energy. I feel you in front of me, around the block, in the next town and state. You left your aura, and it invaded my mind. It's like it created a clean slate and left a ball of energy that cannot be contained. I was flooded with so much warmth. The feelings of tenderness and care made me float, actually levitating in the air. Do you feel me? Are you feeling happy? Rejoicing me. You have a choice. You'll never come second only to God. Do you believe me? Hear my voice. I want you. I want to make you feel love, like you're 10 feet tall, like you're endowed with power, with strength and love, intimacy in every hour of the day. Let it be me that only makes you feel this way. See, your energy is amazing. Got my senses blazing, and I won't fight it. It's something I never felt. I can be me with no doubts, no matter how I look or act. You love me. Your energy is like, whoa, and I feel you. And that's that piece.
Oh, Deva, I see what you mean. You are so right. That was beautiful. You know, sometimes when you spit your pieces, you have this particular energy that is pushed, and it's a good one, but it's like, I'm so serious. I hope you hear what I'm saying. Okay? That was amazing.
Right.
That really, really was. I love that piece. Yes.
Thank you, Diva. Appreciate it.
I think I got a song for that, too. Yeah.
All right.
All right. Diva, well, I don't see no more callers up in here with their hands up, so I think this has been an amazing show, as always. I want to send a shout-out to all the callers and listeners that came in here and gave us a beautiful poetry with their amazing, unique individual selves. And I'm going to turn the mic over to you to say your last words for closing of the show.
All right. Thank you. Everybody, we do appreciate you listening, as my diva said, online and everything. And, you know, we just love you guys, because without you, there's mainly not an epiphany. But listen, I want y'all to take care of yourself
be careful in your travels. Be careful around too many people, okay? Because all these diseases and viruses are out, and it's no joke. So you guys be safe and God bless. Diva.
All right. As I always say, get that good relationship going with yourself because therein lies spirit. Continue to love and respect one another. And as my diva says, be safe and be careful, especially on these roads this time of the year, because it's kind of dangerous up out there. And I'm going to just say I love you. Thank you for always supporting us. And I'm going to just send you off with this. Peace. And this.
Thank you.